You're listening to Virginia Trioli on ABC Radio Melbourne.
We mentioned before some great news around the Melbourne International Jazz Festival announcing some live in-person performances coming up in early December. Well, we wanted to share some good news in relation to the Melbourne International Film Festival. They're announcing today one of MIFF's 70th anniversary projects is going to be a so-called MIFF XR Commission. I'll explain what that is in a moment, but it's supported by a massive $80,000 donation from Ling Ang, who is an artist, filmmaker, and modern-day philanthropist who is only in her 20s. Ling Ang, good morning and good to talk to you.
Good morning. Nice to talk to you, Virginia.
How can you be a philanthropist giving away so much money and only in your 20s, Ling?
Oh, I'm actually 31.
Okay. Oh, well, Miff got the figure wrong. I'm blaming them for that.
It's okay. I think the internet has frozen me, so we have to thank them for that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So I've been brought up with philanthropy. My family has always been in philanthropy, although that term was not really used. I mean, I was kind of growing up and always looking to give back to society, especially within the communities that I would be participating in. And that's kind of what led me into donating my philanthropy towards screen culture.
And you make films yourself, but you still have money to give away. What's the XR commission that's being commissioned there by the Melbourne International Film Festival?
So at the beginning of the pandemic, I'm mostly a documentary filmmaker, and during lockdown, not able to go out and shoot so much anymore, or even kind of work on sets on films and things, and started seeing, you know, the big push for virtual production, or even the push for 3D, my fellow peers, international peers, adapting their work, trying to find new skills, new ways to express themselves in the realms of extended reality, whether it be VR, AR, or anything based on the web. It was something I couldn't believe that was happening. And especially as well as the biggest international film festivals started, you know, incepting XR into their schedules. I just thought, you know, Melbourne International Film Festival, one of the oldest and a prestigious film festival I also hold so close to my heart, would love to encourage them to do so too.
It's a brilliant idea. I didn't know that XR, that platform, had, you know, worked its way into the centre of film culture in the way that you describe, Ling.
Well, I mean, this is kind of, you know, what we're hoping to kind of be a catalyst to kind of show everybody that, yes, this is happening. And, you know, some of the most incredible filmmakers or artists, or even across multiple industries, from medical to construction, are exploring this technology on how can we further enhance our practice, even if we're stuck at home. How can we continue to learn or connect?
I know that, Ling, you also, I think you were central, weren't you, with your support of the renovation and restoration of the iconic Capitol Theatre. You gave financial support to that as well. So your personal and financial devotion to film culture in Melbourne, it's unimpeachable now.
So I studied at RMIT, and one of my first classes was at the Capitol, and that was when I was studying business management, let alone when I started my career in film. And this was always a thing of within my community, you know, they were always speaking about there's not enough platforms for us to show our work, there's not enough spaces for us to, you know, congregate, to inspire each other, to, you know, discuss new ideas. And as soon as the Capitol project was placed in front of me, I thought, no, definitely, I would love to support this. But then, you know, it was kind of also the same idea as well to bring these communities together. And during COVID, when the doors, you know, shut, we were still trying to figure out, you know, how can this idea of the Capitol still bring communities together? What is that virtual idea of it? And that is also the same with Melbourne International Film Festival. It's, you know, what was that community, and how do we continue to bring that community together in the virtual world?
Has the restoration of the Capitol lived up to your expectations? Does it look and feel, and do you experience it exactly as you hoped you would?
Oh, tenfold. It has this beehive geometric multicolored LED light system in there that, you get to experience at special events, or, it kind of slowly dims before you're about to watch a film, and it's complete magic. It's hard to take your eyes away from that ceiling before you watch, whatever you've gone to attend. But even moving through all the other sections of the building itself, it's a labyrinth of history that, takes you to different times and space.
It really does. It's just a beautiful building. I'm so glad we managed to save it. Well, this terrific commission, the XR Commission, which is being announced today by the Melbourne International Film Festival, if you go online and search it up, you'll be able to find a link to how you might actually apply to be successful and to receive the grant money for the project. Ling, I hope we get to meet in person one day. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Virginia.
Ling Ung, the artist, filmmaker and philanthropist who is funding Melbourne International Film Festival's XR Commission, which is being supported by that massive $80,000 donation from her.